Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
He gave himself a good chance to join the leaders at even par with this excellent chip.
Our tournament coverage continues as we take you back to Stone Mountain Golf Club for the Miracle for Mom Golf Tournament. It's the Morning Shift
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We are back here on the Morning Shift. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer in your home today and start packing. It is 8 o'clock, and that means it is time for the wake-up call. You can give us a call at 404-726-0929 and call out anybody. There you go.
Why did you – wait. Did you notice what she did?
She just looked at you. I didn't see it.
That's –
Is that passive-aggressive?
They can't see that was actually aggressive. Staring at me. Yeah, it was very aggressive.
There's nothing passive about that one.
There's nothing subtle about it.
Not sure why I did deserve that, but okay.
Can I give a wake-up call to Mother Nature right now? Can we get this thing cleared up? I know that it's supposed to be clear later today, but the faster the better in terms of the green speeds and everything else going on today. So.
Listen to you. The green speed.
That's right.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, trying to get a little slower today.
Our drives might not roll out as far when it's wet. Really, but I'll give a wake-up – not a wake-up call, just a shout-out to Tito's Vodka and W-Sauce Bloody Mary Mix, Key West style, is sponsoring our trip out here today to the Miracle Open.
All right, let's go to the lines and say good morning to Taylor in Southwest Atlanta. What's going on?
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
What's up, buddy?
So this is Taylor from Tiff's team, and this is why you guys got to get on camera, because we don't get this. We feel it.
Oh, it's you.
I knew it was coming. No, don't say it.
You're the one person that's on my team.
We don't get to see that Tiff look to squid there.
You don't want to see it this morning.
We don't want to see it this morning. Well, listen.
Not this morning. No.
Listen, I'll go ahead and tell you, Taylor. You don't look no different than any other morning.
You shut your mouth. I haven't had my coffee. That's what I'm talking. All right, not today.
I've got a wake up call that's either gonna be the wake up call of the year, or it's just gonna be a wake up call to make us all feel good. Okay, all right, here it is. Okay, the Falcons are going to crush the draft with the best player available draft strategy. We're gonna go 12-5 on the season. We're going to beat Green Bay or Detroit by 10-13 in the NFC Championship game. We're going to knock off the Chiefs or the Houston Texans by 38-35. And I'm going to get you guys on camera. Cox, Chick-fil-A, or Arthur Blank is going to sponsor us Super Bowl week while you guys are out there and we're all telling the story. That's it, guys. I love you. You guys are the best in the business.
We appreciate
Let's go
you, Taylor.
Atlanta.
Hey, sign me up, man. Let's get Delta involved. You know what I mean? Let's go. Can we get a little
wall plaque or something for Taylor's most enthusiastic fan
Dude.
Ever?
You know?
I love it. I'm here for it. I love it. But that is some enthusiasm and some
the positivity is next level
that I have not heard in a while in Atlanta.
I love it, man. I hope he's right. I hope I hope the score's even uglier than that when they do knock him off, man. I'm here for it. I love it.
Would you rather play the Chiefs or the Texans in a Super Bowl if you were gonna?
Are you kidding me?
You're gonna win either way. That's what Taylor just said.
I don't want anything to do with Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. None. Don't want anything to do with it.
He just told you automatically won.
I know, but I don't believe it with Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
I don't want anything to do with that guy.
Tom Brady moment. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there was no question what was going to happen the last couple of years. Like, you knew it was coming, man. So give me. I love C.J. Stroud. I'm a huge fan, but give me C.J. Stroud in that situation in his first ever Super Bowl over Patrick Mahomes, the Hall of Famer.
Okay. Just making sure. I mean, you know,
we're on the same page.
Yeah.
We're on the same page.
All right, back to the lines we go. Drew and Marietta, good morning.
Good morning, y'all.
What's up, buddy?
All right, so first of all, I hope everything dries up for you guys so you can have some good tee shots, but don't kid yourself. You know, it being wet just keeps it from going further into the woods, okay?
Look, man, it's going to happen eventually.
Not the way I hit it in the woods. Ain't nothing slows it down, not even trees.
Mine might hit the actual rock face over there from the way I hit it. Yeah.
But I do have a wake-up call for these networks. You know, I ditched cable a long time ago. I even tried YouTube TV. I ditched that, too, just simply because of the price. I figured I could watch what I want to watch for cheaper. And now I got to pay for a bunch of different subscriptions. The Braves game tonight is on Apple TV. The Braves are playing the World Series champions here in Atlanta at the greatest stadium, in my opinion, of course. I've got Braves bias, in MLB. And we have to pay for tonight's game on a separate subscription from what we might otherwise have. And this is after the Valley had their blackouts and everything for other parts of the country. So I guess, at least there's that part. But, you know, when you've got NFL playoff games that you have to subscribe to something to watch, you can't even watch it on cable. I mean, it's just accessibility of games is going down, but especially in MLB.
No, and the prices are going up, too, for these people.
Well, I blame all the cord cutters out there because everyone wanted to go cut the cord. Oh, we're so great. Let's cut the cord.
Which is literally 99% of people
and
at this point.
And all you did was create this because you're never going to outrun them unless you just do it illegally, and eventually they'll catch you then somehow. But this is how they get you. They have now recreated – this to where you got all these subscriptions, you're paying more now than you ever did.
Yeah,
but
I am.
Go cut your cord. Tell me how great it is.
Well, here's the problem. These companies know how much you are willing to pay in your household for entertainment. They know that. So when YouTube TV started, it was $35, and it was like, great, that's a great option. But then Apple TV comes along, and they start, you know, bidding on all these rights. The problem to me is not these guys. It's the fact that these leagues are now willing to give their – rights to the playoff games like Peacock last year. Now you got Apple and MLS on Apple, which I love. I love being able to listen to Mike Conte on Apple TV, and you know where to find it. But now I've got Fubo so I can get Bally Sports, and now Amazon's going to have NASCAR races, and the Xfinity Series going to CW, and he's right, man. It's just they know what you're willing to pay, so they are going to exploit that as much as they possibly
can. But they couldn't have done it if you wouldn't have all –
it was going to happen.
We're going to rebel and cut our cords, and now you're more – it's not a cord, it's just streaming.
You sound so archaic, dude.
I was thinking the same thing. Bo, you sound real get off my lawny right now.
It's like, you know, there was probably somebody riding a horse like 100 years ago. They were like, all these automobile buyers.
You know why? Because everyone was so self-righteous when they were cutting their cord. I cut the cord. Like, you did something. Like, who the hell are you? So you don't have cable anymore? Now you got YouTube TV. Hey, it's the same thing.
Who hurt you?
You're still paying for
subscription. Who hurt you?
All right, early
on, I will say this. You were saving a lot of money. Early on. Now, again, it's caught up to you, but early on, you were saving a ton of money,
Now you're losing all that money you saved.
I'd still be saving that money if all these leagues didn't sell out and give their rights to all these different companies.
You're not smarter than them. That's why they're billion-dollar companies.
All right, let's go back to the lines.
You're talking to yourself
and say
as well.
Good morning to Ken in Snellville.
Oh,
What's going on, Ken?
Hey, how's it going, man? Ken.
What's up, buddy?
A 33.3%er.
Yeah, we'll take it.
I just wanted to say I'm sick of this narrative of we got to get rid of Trey Young, we got to get rid of DeJounte Murray. I know I'm in the minority with this, but my thing is this. We're in a city where nobody really respects us that much. And every time we struggle, the answer is always get rid of the star. When it's clearly the management has set them up for failure from the jump. What were we expecting this team to do this season? And I challenge any of you guys to take away DeJounte and Trey and plug in any top five star in this league and take the rest of these guys to where when you got Capella and Okongwu clogging the paint so these high usage guards, Trey and DeJounte, cannot open up the score and run the offense that we need to run to make them successful. Thank you, Doug.
Here's what my argument would be. I'll let Bo get to it. My argument would be you're not one player away. You don't. It's not a simple matter of plugging one guy in. That's why I think you have to move Trey and DeJounte, one or both, because you need those draft picks, and you don't have any right now. And so you need to do a lot different, not just one player being plugged in. And I think that's how you probably feel, too.
Yeah, I think that, look, he's not wrong with the fact that management is to blame. The team was built poorly. And I said it at the beginning of the season that you got rid of a player and got nothing for it. You didn't even use the money that you got in the exception for it. The problem for me, though, with the we don't need to trade both, one of them needs to go. And because there are two ball-dominant players who are not sharing the ball, and they're not moving without the ball. Trae Young does not move when the ball's not in his hands. So if Trae Young is your guy, then the ball needs to be in his hands at all times when he's on the court. That's you need another wing that can shoot and play some defense, because I don't think DeAndre Hunter is the guy you thought he was ever going to be. He's not that. But the fact of the matter is, yeah, he's not wrong. Management takes a lot of blame for this. But you can't have two ball-dominant guys on the court at the same time, because they're not moving without it. And so your offense goes stagnant.
Also want to give a shout-out to our buddy Tommy on Twitter, hitting us up at 929 Morning Shift. He says he thinks the Bills are going to trade their first to us, and they're going to go up and try to get neighbors for Josh Allen, since they have a need at wide receiver.
Well, so. I just don't want to go that far back. And if they want to come that far up, they're going to give me first-round picks for 4 years.
Yeah, exactly. That's probably what it's going to take at that point. But shout-out to him. Appreciate it. All the wake-up calls.
All right, let's go to Scott and Jefferson. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Tim. How you guys doing this morning?
I'm doing good,
buddy.
Good,
how are you?
I'm doing better than I deserve. Hey, so I just want to first of all say that my thing is freaking Squidbilly calling out Johnson for whipping. I want to see Squidbilly bite up Johnson one time. How about that?
I didn't call him out for whipping. I said he didn't whiff at Alabama.
Hey, you don't want to see that.
At Alabama. You clarified Alabama, meaning he whiffed somewhere in Atlanta. Right, Squid?
Hey, that's your words, not mine. Look, I went one-on-one with David Pollock once. I ended up in a wall, so I think I'll sit it out.
That's not what you want,
I could appreciate that.
And that was skinny Pollock, too. Like
the truth is we all whiff at some point.
I'm a fellow Gator Squid, so I'm with you, buddy.
Hey, man. Nice work.
All right, we appreciate all the calls here. Up next, we've got our very own Braves reporter and insider and host of From the Diamond, Grant McCauley, joining us as the Braves get set for a 9-game homestand. That is next on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Okay, golfers,
we're here to talk about golf.
Live from Stone Mountain Golf Club, it's the Morning Shift.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Our
tournament. We are back here, and we are going straight to the Wade4.com hotline. That is where we find our very own Braves insider and reporter and host of From the Diamond, Grant McCauley, joining us here on the Morning Shift. Grant, how ready are you for this nine-game homestand?
Hey, very ready. It is the longest of the young season, and hopefully for the Braves, if their road trip is any indication, they're ready to play some good baseball.
Grant, I think people see the Astros record and they say, well, you know, they're not a very good team right now, but that's still a really good lineup. I thought the Braves pitching, for the most part, did a very good job against a absolutely loaded lineup in Houston.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and this is a proven team, right? Because they've got some veterans that are still very dangerous. They showed that, you know, they can come through in some situations and, you know, make life very difficult for the guys on the mound. The problem for the Astros has been that they haven't been able to get healthy on the mound either. And that's a common story across baseball. Everybody seems to be dealing with it to one extent or another. But the Astros are down, I believe, four of their top five starters. Now, they're going to get Justin Verlander back soon. That clearly could make a difference for them, but available. So there's something to be said for timing, I think, and catching a club maybe when they're not at 100% and going ahead and taking care of business. And that, I think, is what the Braves did with some timely hitting, some good pitching, and, you know, taking care of the business they needed to.
Grant, you did mention, you know, the health of this team and, you know, in particular, I guess, on the mound. And I know that I think there was some news out there with Greg Maddux maybe saying that the pitch clock is not to blame for the injuries. What do you think's behind this?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's got, I think, opinions about it. I'm not one of those people that I'm not going to dismiss that the pitch clock isn't a mitigating factor in all of this. But the number one thing is, and it doesn't take a genius when you watch baseball now and you watch the way it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. I mean, guys have always been able to throw hard. And by hard, I mean, you know, mid-90s. Like, that's not uncommon. Not everybody was doing it, but now there's more velocity than ever. And I think we've also raised a generation of pitchers that, you know, it is max effort all the time. And especially for starters, I mean, when kids come through the minor leagues, not the kids, because, you know, they're, you know, starting at 18 years old, most of them in their pro career, making it to the majors a lot of times in their early 20s, the most innings they've thrown is 110, 120. Then all of a sudden you expect them to be major league pitchers with that stuff for 200 innings. And I think that part of that is the breakdown. And I think that the max effort velocity, on top of the fact that, you know, pitchers, the throwing motion is not really a natural thing for human beings to begin with, that I think is at the root of why you're seeing pitchers break down more. It's the more velocity, higher velocity all the time factor. But now you throw in the pitch clock to kind of bring it back to that. Okay, well, we want you to do it faster, you know, be quicker about it. And that, I don't think, is necessarily the best thing for the game. And I feel like that altering the time with runners on base, you know, knocking another couple of 3 seconds off of it, I don't know that that's necessarily a net positive. So it's a lot of things, to make a long story short. But Greg Maddux would know a lot more than most people about pitching. So I'm sure that they're talking to a lot of different people, and a lot of folks are giving their opinions right now because we are seeing so many injuries.
Well, Grant, with that, pitching depth is at an all-time high as far as the need goes for a team wanting to make a championship run. Obviously, Ronaldo Lopez, a pleasant surprise. And I was actually listening to your buddy Jake Mastrani yesterday, Grant, talk about some of the barrel rates, the spin rates for Ronaldo Lopez, and whether or not he can continue to pitch at the level he has. He's been incredible to start his Braves career. What do you think of you know, the immediate future and the long-term future, and whether or not he can keep up the dominance he's had over his first few starts?
I mean, he definitely has done everything that you could possibly have asked from Ronaldo Lopez and then some. And his start against Houston obviously was the most impressive of the bunch to me because, as Bo mentioned, that's a very good lineup. And he was able to work his way through those six scoreless innings. He maintained his velocity all the way through. And but that fastball-slider combo that he's got, I mean, it's no surprise that he had the success that he did in the bullpen over the past few years, mostly for the White Sox, and then, you know, bouncing around a little bit last year after the trade deadline. But, you know, when the Braves looked at this opportunity to bring him in, they felt like he had the capability of doing this. And, you know, the one question that I would have, and kind of going back to what I just mentioned, is He hasn't thrown a lot of innings the past few years, so can the Braves monitor that workload a little bit as the season goes along? I think that'll be kind of important. But from a talent and stuff perspective, there's no question. I think Ronaldo Lopez can continue being a quality starter. Now, will it be six scoreless innings every time based on look at baseball history, even to talk about Greg Maddux? It doesn't necessarily work that way, but he's been a very pleasant surprise. And through the first 3 weeks, the Braves' best starting pitcher. And I don't think anybody had that on their list of things that we'd be talking about.
I certainly did not. No. Granted, someone that has broke their big toe before, I understand the extent of that injury and how long it takes to recover. That being said, it's kind of a two-parter. A, what is your expected timeline back for Ozzie Albies? And the second thing is, what does this Braves team miss when he is not on the field for them?
Well, they miss a lot. Let me start with that because, I mean, clearly when you look at the, you know, all the second basemen across baseball and how good Ozzie is and how unique he is in terms of his power production, run production, all of those things, you miss that, quite obviously. But Ozzie also, to me, has grown into one of the kind of the leaders of this club in so many different ways. So they're going to miss that. But this is a lineup that is uniquely qualified because of how good it is, you know, 1 through 9, that it can absorb the loss of an everyday player. I mean, we're seeing that right now with Travis d'Arnaud in for Sean Murphy. A lot of clubs would like to be calling on a Travis d'Arnaud. Braves aren't quite set up that way at second base, so they've got a couple of veterans that if they can hold down the position defensively, make sure everything's happening that needs to happen, hopefully they get Ozzie back in the next, I'd say, 3 or so weeks. We should have a pretty clear timeline of when he's going to be back in. This is fortunately not as major as the broken foot that he suffered a couple of years ago, but they will miss Ozzie Albies while he's gone and be very happy to get him back, hopefully by the middle of May, I would think at the latest.
Hey, Grant, so Chris Sale is going to be on the mound tonight. What is he going to be looking to do in this start?
Just continue to, I think, build on what he has the first three starts. And I know that, you know, folks will look at that Marlins outing and on the recent road trip and say, well, he gave up 5 runs to the Marlins. But I felt like that he threw his best game in that particular contest. And he looked as good as he had looked at any point in a Braves uniform. He tossed the 7 innings. Was getting the strikeouts, didn't get a couple of calls, and that kind of thing's going to happen, and we don't have to waste our time talking about the quality of Major League Baseball umpires and how that impacts the game. But Chris Sale certainly felt that in his last outing. But I did feel like he has continued to do everything he's needed to do and everything the Braves need him to do, and clearly he'll have better line scores than that. But this is a Rangers team that knows how to hit, so he's going to have to be careful as he works his way through that. They've also had some pitching injuries. They're trying to patchwork their rotation together. But Texas is a dangerous club. And so Chris Sale, a veteran of the American League for years and years, knows all about that.
Grant, I want to ask you, too. We're not going to get him this weekend, but you'll get him early next week, and that's Max Fried. And there's obviously a lot of question marks about what he's been so far. He did lower his ERA in his last start. I think it went down from 8 to 7 or something along those lines. But, I mean, what do you see from him? It just seems like a location issue. He's still got good movement on his pitches. Velocity is still where it needs to be, but location just not there. Do you think it's a mechanics issue?
Yeah, it seems to be execution for me. I don't know if it's necessarily mechanical, but it could be. I mean, it may just be a grip thing. It may just be an arm slot thing. It's hard to say because he doesn't look that much different to me, but his pitches right. are not as precise as we've seen, and obviously as precise as he would want it. And, you know, these guys know when the, you know, the lineup goes out there and gives them a lead, they want to hold on to that. And so whether it's Max Fried or Chris Sale or Charlie Morton, I mean, you know, they all want to be able to do their job in that regard. And the Braves are definitely going to need that trio to do it with no Spencer Strider in this rotation and Ronaldo Lopez doing more than his fair share. And I do think Fried is going to find his way through that. Sometimes I think it just takes a few starts in order to get, you know, whatever adjustment that you need to make, get it integrated and get back to it. But movement is there, as you mentioned, velocity is there. And so I really feel like it's just a matter of fine-tuning his execution, and Max Fried is pretty dedicated, and I think he's going to figure it out if his track record's any indication.
Well, I'd really love to get a Marcell Ozuna question in, Grant, but I think we know what he's doing. The Darius Vine stuff, I see that ESPN has him slated as a starter on Sunday. I thought they might mm-hmm. bring up Bryce Elder, kind of the way it would work out, but Darius Vine's had a really solid outing in his outing. I thought this was a cool story with Phil Cuzzy. How is Darius Vines able to find his way into this rotation? He just seems like he's came out of nowhere. I think he was, late round, maybe 8th round draft pick. I mean, just talk about what Darius Vines has been able to do.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good start against the Astros, and he kind of had to tiptoe around that lineup a bit. And in a 2-1 game, you know, they weren't able to leave him in there for him to get a win, but he pitched well enough to win. But I did feel like, you know, with him, it's the off-speed stuff that really sets him up for success. He's not a hard thrower. He's more of a precision pitcher. You know, command is important to him. A couple of walks in that Houston start and some pitches that he left up that might have been just unorthodox enough to kind of keep some hitters off balance, in particular Jose Altuve and a couple of at-bats. But, you know, he pitched well enough to earn another start, but I'm still of the opinion that eventually we are going to see Bryce Elder. Is that going to be maybe in that Marlins series that follows the weekend against Texas, or at some point this week as the Guardians roll in a little bit later in the week? I just feel like it's kind of inevitable that you would go to the guy that has the most big league success. There may have been a few factors that go into why he's not already been up, he being Bryce Elder, because when you option a guy down at the end of spring training, they have to stay down for a certain amount of time unless there's an injury. But if he's already pitched, then it doesn't help because he's not available. So then you start calling other names up. And they may have been kind of playing this little game of musical chairs to finally time it out to get Bryce Elder into the rotation. That would be kind of my read on it. But in the meantime, Darius Vines made the most of that opportunity against Houston, and he's going to have another tough task against the Texas Rangers on Sunday.
All right. That is our Braves insider and host from the Diamond, Grant McCauley, joining us here on the Morning Shift. Thanks for your time, Grant.
You got it. Take care, guys.
Up next, we will hit a Life of Squid. Stay with us here on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
Friday, get down indeed.
Do it. It's a Friday.
And the Morning Shift is out of the studios and live at Stone Mountain Golf Club for the Miracle for Mom Golf Tournament.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
That's right. And the Bloody Mary mix is with us. It's right here in front of us. You can get it with some Tito's vodka. Well, actually, I think me and Mike are going to pour one up before we hit the course here.
Zero doubt. I'm already about to crack this thing right
Steak now. And Sandra might have a half bottle of each when they start their show. And my friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair, the official truck and trailer repair of Squid Nation. Get over there to Anthony right now. You tell him Squid sent you. He'll take care of you. He's my boy.
Bo, is there any way I can this guy just dropped off some Carolina Reaper hot sauce. Any way I can talk you into taking a little sip of this?
Yes. Transfer $3,000 in my Venmo account right now.
Not worth $3,000.
$3,000.
You could have named a lower price. I would have been like, oh, okay.
Okay, I'll do it for $2,000.
$20?
Yes, put a couple of zeros behind the 20.
No, I'm good.
Jersey Mike might do it for $20.
For $20? You're crazy.
No, all of it. Insane. You got to drink it. Yeah, you got to do a shot. It's got to be a full shot.
I'll pick the amount.
Okay. All right, well, there
I'll
we go.
You know, I'll tell you about that.
Last night was MGA, and you know, apparently there's been some shenanigans in the MGA. There's been some people maybe not entering scores of rounds into their gin. If you don't know what gin is, it's a handicapper. So it basically generates your handicap. So if you're going out there and shooting a 72,
got some people doing some pencil whipping,
like Michael DeLong does. Who works at our station, then you're going to be playing with no strokes. If not, you get strokes on holes. Now, I get a lot because I'm a bad golfer, and that's how it works. So there was a whole new set of rules last night as far as how you have to turn in, because a lot of guys, if they have a bad night and maybe they're a little toasty and need to get in the Uber and go home, they won't go in and turn their scorecard in, and they'll just hop in their Uber and they'll hit it, you know, or they'll walk home because maybe they live in the neighborhood. That is no longer allowed, Mike. No longer a little funny stuff. But me and Carter went out. We did not shoot anything worth walking in and turning in, but we had to anyways. And I give my boy Gary credit, who runs everything. We turn in our score. He goes, "What'd you guys shoot?" I didn't want to say the score loud. He goes, "What?" I go, "Five." And he goes, "Go have a beer."
What did you shoot?
I don't want to talk about it.
Sounds like you said five over.
Five over. This is not very good.
You don't want to talk about it. Okay.
I don't want to talk. It was bad. But you know what? We had a good team building exercise out there.
Is that what it was? Greens. Yeah, trust falls and stuff like that. Okay,
yeah, we're close. But I gotta ask you guys a question. Yeah. Tiffany, if you were out with the crew that you go out with and get pastries and restaurants and stuff, and Mike, you are out with
good hats made and stuff.
You are out with a Daytona crew, like, you know, Bing and Nasty Nate and all these guys.
Wait, Nasty Nate?
That's his name.
He calls himself Nasty Nate.
No, he's just that's just his name.
But
Nasty Nate.
Anyways, and someone said to you, man, that's Mike Johnson from the Morning Shift. That's Tiffany Blackman from the Morning Shift. I want you guys to come up on stage at this concert, right? And you said, but they would only let you go on stage. But you got to leave your friends behind.
I know what you're talking about.
Would you do it?
Depends on what kind of event we're at.
Yeah, I mean, I know where you're getting at. I don't want to answer the question yet until you explain.
What event are you at? Are we at a concert?
We're at a concert. With one of your, I don't know if it's your favorite artist, but an artist you like.
I think if you're at a concert performer or that artist asks you to come up on stage, then you just go.
Right.
It's not like, hey, we're all together, and just go ahead and say what you're talking about before I say it for you.
I would plug my friends on the back end, right? I'd be like, hey, I'll go on stage, but also, can you get them behind the rope when we go backstage?
But I don't even know if you have to do that. It's not the same
Victor
thing.
Victor Wembanyama was offered to go on stage at a Drake concert.
It wasn't a Britney Spears concert?
This is what he said. There was, he doesn't even know who Britney Spears is.
I know, because his security guard smacked her.
I know. Anyways, he goes, there was a Drake concert in Austin, and he got asked to come up on stage. And Drake was doing that with a lot of NBA guys in the offseason. And Wimby goes, can my teammates come on stage with me? Because they're going to the concert with me. Drake's camp said, no. Wimby goes, then I don't want to do it. This man turned down. Now, I know Dylan right now is punching walls. He probably put his head through the window, in the glass in between the studio and the control room, because he would have probably – he might have
– I don't think he set this up
he
properly,
he might have pushed Simone in the mud.
The question –
he could have just gone, and it's not about leaving your – it's not an event where you would need to be like, I'm not doing it if everyone
can't
go.
He wants to take his – remember, he's 19.
No, it's different. Let's say they're
How's
all sitting – let's say they're all at the concert, right? And he invited them to go up on stage, correct?
He invited Drake.
Yeah, I mean, Drake invited him to go – okay. So I'm saying, let's say they are all – I had this happen to me. I went to Super Bowl week, not this week, a few years ago.
Oh, my bad.
I stayed for a friend. I said, hey, we're going to hang out together. She ended up getting tickets to something. I was trying to wheel and deal with everybody I know to get tickets to get in. I couldn't. That, you know what, went anyway, right?
Oh,
but the whole reason I stayed, so yeah, she got cut from the roster.
Oh, no.
But I think it's messed up. If he was at dinner and Drake came up to all of them and said, hey, I'm going to only give two of you guys tickets to my concert.
But Tiff, you can just be happy for her.
You're not listening. You're missing the point.
I'm listening.
I changed my vacation for this person.
I heard it.
And they ditched me.
Yeah, I'm on Team Tiff on this one.
Here's the thing. You didn't set up the story properly, because you talked about friends of ours being with us and us being recognized from the morning show.
Those are his friends.
But they're also his teammates. So it would be like if the four of us, and let's conclude Jersey Mike, were at an event, and they said, hey, Bo, you can come up on stage, but you have to leave Mike and Tiff.
Well, I would leave y'all.
I would tell you to go.
But here's the thing. I knew Tiff would do that. Also, I know Tiff would never be at a concert with me.
Yeah, that's true.
So
you don't know. You think you know me, and you really don't.
Okay.
I would just like to say that Victor Wembanyama made the worst mistake of his life.
Dylan, how bad did this hurt you?
Nothing shocking.
Dylan, how bad did this hurt you?
I mean, I'm shedding tears right now. I'm just holding them back over air for the sake of not crying on air.
Now, what if Wimby's not even a Drake fan? What if me and Dylan went to Drake?
He may not be.
What if me and Dylan went to Drake and Drake asked me to be on stage and Dylan was left there?
How bad Dylan
would be hurt? I would just say no. Take Dylan.
I'd just be dumbfounded that Drake asked you to go on stage.
Well, Probably not.
Hey, shocked. You know, everybody jumps on he's a big bandwagon jumper, so he would jump on Squid Nation because it's the hottest thing in town.
I don't think that makes sense to anybody.
So we can go to break now, right? I just got sick to my stomach listening to you.
You know, I was on Team Tiff until that. Now, you always have a way of, like, just taking me out of it, you know?
Now you're like, you're wrong.
Yeah.
But I'm serious. If we were all out at a dinner table and someone walked up to us and said, oh, yeah, you guys can come, but I only have two tickets. Like, it's messed up, right? I wouldn't I would not ditch you guys, but I also encourage you to go.
I've been, you know, what's funny is to your point, I have been with people and like out in Vegas for fights and stuff and that kind of stuff. I've been to those events where people have just said, "All right, well, I'll see you later," and just bail.
And
just
let me clarify too: she went with other people too, so it wasn't like she just got the one ticket for herself. No, full on ditch mode.
So.
After the flights were organized, yeah.
Let me get it straight. I want to recap this because I want to make sure the audience understands fully because I want to understand. You were asked to stay somewhere.
Just go and see Lady Gaga at the Super Bowl in Miami.
And you were asked to stay to go with her.
Yeah, well, we were going to hang out. Yes, this was the whole plan. The whole reason I was staying. The whole reason I was staying.
And we
had the same flight back the next morning. We were sitting together on the same flight back.
How was that flight?
You know what I did? I changed my flight. I left early.
Oh, that's a boss move. But so instead of hanging out with you, she ditched you for the concert.
With other people. Trash move. Wow. Anyway, we'll be right back. We'll find out what's coming up on the steakhouse.
Drop some initials.
Stay with us here on the morning shift on Sports Radio 99 The Game. I made sure that Northside eat. And still.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it.
Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.